Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, hold on to your bare bodkin, Tammy, because you're listening to the Inexplicable Dumb Show with your host, John Malden!
Hi, and welcome to episode 244 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden. Joining me this week is Brian Webb Russell. We're going to discuss American Stage, the play, Barefoot in the Park, and we're going to discuss labor issues, this being Labor Day. So Brian is our resident labor liaison. He's our equity representative for the Dumb Show. We're going to get a labor update, an equity update, as the things going on, especially as it pertains to actors in Southeast United States. So on this Labor Day, throw another hamburger on the grill and sit back and enjoy the Inexplicable Dumb Show and Brian Webb Russell right after these brief messages. When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
Bad credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
Thank you for calling American Stage. Tampa Bay's award.
Please hold on while I try that extension.
It's a dynamo. The performance dates are August 27th at 10 p.m. and the 28th at 6 p.m.
Hello. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Fine, man. How's it going?
It's going well. So I guess we'll hop right into it. Are you barefoot in the park? Is that what I understand that you're doing down there?
Yeah, I got another 4 weeks of it. It's a huge run. They're doing August Osage County here, the next show they're doing. They're not going to be able to do it in their theater for some reason, like it's a huge show and a huge cast.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a little, you know, it's about a 140, 150 seat theater.
Right.
So they can't really put it in there. So Todd had it slotted for a place called the Palladium, which is down the street from the theater. And it's a bigger place, bigger venue, you know, can fit the whole thing. But he realized whenever he set up the time for the Palladium, he still had like a huge slot from our original closing date, which was going to be next week, the 30th. He said, oh my God, I can't keep the theater closed that long. So he said, can you guys hang around for a while?
Surprise!
Saturday we got the notice from our sound designer. He's like, oh yeah, welcome to the halfway midway point of your run for Barefoot in the Park. We're like, oh good. So, but you know, it can't be all bad. It's Florida, so what?
Right. Yeah. Good old St. Pete.
Six blocks from the Rays, so I still got baseball games going on.
That's right. Now they, well, I was there many, many, many years ago, back when they were just off Third, I think.
Yeah.
And they had actor housing down by the Rays ballpark.
Yeah, it's still like straight shot, right?
Yeah.
You know, down the road. I've already been to two games now, so like, yeah, I was thinking of maybe the Tigers game tomorrow, but we'll see. Payday's tomorrow, so we'll see.
So
the old theater is now like this really, really nicely done, but very snobby nightclub now. They really did a good job in working the interior of it, but boy, the people are just snooty.
Okay. All complaints about the nightclub can be sent to
yes. The scene. so what's going on?
I mean, you've been down there. What are you doing? You've been down there since...
June 29th, yeah. Last time I talked to you guys, I was starting the run for Crime and Punishment,
mm-hmm.
which would turn out to be Robert Brock's last production up there as director. And then we were heading into rehearsals for Christmas Story, which was going to be his last stint as a producer. He's since moved on. He's teaching now at Lindsay Wilson College. And they got a new guy up there, Christopher Sanderson. And then came back home and did another round of Shakespeare's Cave.
Mm-hmm.
Got to tour that to Athens and Paris. Wish it was the real places, but it was the ones in Tennessee. And it was still a good time.
Right.
And then got to read two of the... So working right now on Jim Raland's treatment of Stand. We've been working with that with him and Barry Scott for a while. Mm-hmm. It's a two-person show about homelessness, which is it's good. There's still some things we need to tweak yet, and we'll do that probably when I get back in. And then got really fortunate to read two of the new Works Labs plays for the Tennessee Rep.
Mm-hmm.
Hand on the Plow by Lisa Soland and Sean Knight's play. And I can't remember the name of it now. it was about the guy that helped Perry to the Admiral Perry to the North Pole.
Right.
His black guide, pretty much. And, you know, helped him set up everything, was invaluable in his trip up the pole. Mm-hmm. And then got to read, you know, alongside, got to read any work by John Patrick Shanley, Speeding Demon,
mm-hmm.
which was a really cool experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, watching your character's name be changed like halfway through. Yeah, Max Golden. No, you're Gold Clang. Really? Oh, that's cool.
You're the playwright.
Yeah, exactly. It was very fun. I mean, you know, obviously with the in that series with the real playwright there, you get a little more concentrated time working on the script with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Shanley used the time very well. I mean, we would sit there, you know, he'd concentrate, just sit there, hold on. And he'd just write out some stuff and say, okay, cut this, move this here and add this line. And then we'd read through it. And it turned out really well. I think, as a matter of fact, James LeCourier, who was in it, got to go up and do the reading up of the show up in Passaic.
Wow.
Jersey, when we did a workshop up there.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we had it was a good time. It was really fun.
Now, how long was that experience there?
Just the week. Just the week.
Oh,
that he
wow.
was here.
Yeah.
He came in on, we read through on a Sunday, did two more rehearsals of it. And then, you know, read it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the run of it. So, yeah, it was intense because he was totally focused on it.
Well, good.
That was just kind of cool to experience, you know, being that close to somebody like that, you know.
Right.
Friggin' Pulitzer winner, you know, Oscar winner, and you're like. That's John Patrick friggin' Shanley, man.
Well, how was that? We kind of got off a little bit. We'll get back to American Stage here in a second, but we got a little, how was working with that person? I mean, was he, well, I don't want to say dual.
He's just, you know, if he were any more laid back, he'd be Southern, you know? but he's intensely Brooklyn. He carries that as a badge of honor. I mean, that's just the way he is. It's how he lives. I was with Sean Knight. We saw Sailor Song, which was going on at Actors Bridge at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, I looked at Sean, I was like, I see. And you could see the threads of his what he wants to say in his plays. You could see every single thread that was in our show was in Sailor Song as well, in some way or another.
Right.
And I could hear the voice. I could hear Shanley's voice in both, you know, after reading his show, I could hear it in the other show. It was amazing. It was so cool. And he's such a nice guy. Uh-huh. Just gregarious. You know, he's got that kind of, I'm smart, but I'm not going to, I'm not going to hold it over you smart.
Right.
It's just that kind of like, yeah, I know what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to, I'm not going to throw it in your face.
Well,
and
cool.
It's cool. And he's totally respected us, totally respected the space, totally respected the process. And just, it was just a pleasure to work with him.
Well, that's
matter
right.
Of fact, he's a Facebook friend. So.
Wow. Wow. The ultimate name drop being a Facebook buddy.
I know.
No, I'm 2 degrees of John Patrick Shanley. How exciting is that?
Exactly.
So, Bear in the Park down in American Stage, down in St. Pete.
Yeah. We followed up. It's kind of, we're kind of the respite show between, they just did a very well-received production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and then Frankie and Johnny Declared a Loon, and they're going into August Osage County. So we're kind of like that light, bright respite between those shows. Got a really good cast, a guy named Gavin Hawk, who's also does a late-night improv show down here. He's playing our Paul. Really good guy, and he kind of reminds me a lot of our one of our buds in Nashville, Bobby Wyckoff. Mm. He's got that kind of innate comic sense that's gonna, it tells him to go somewhere different, and damned if that different isn't even funnier than just the straight way to play it.
Right.
It's like, dang you, that's good. Why did I ever think of that?
Yeah, right.
Got a lovely girl, Sam McKinnon Brown, playing Corey. She was also working at the same time we were rehearsing. She was also working as a swing and as the fight captain for a show across the bay in Tampa called Motherhood the Musical.
Right.
But she, on the 11th of September, she's going to take that show up, be the fight captain or the dance captain up there in Atlanta. They're going to take it there. And she's moving up with the show. And so we're bringing another girl in to play Corey on the 11th.
Wow.
The girl that actually played Honey in Virginia Woolf down here, Betty Jane Parks, who was also my dresser for Irma Vep last year at the same time.
And just to add, the 6 degrees of everything, we've got a mutual good friend, Becca McCoy, who's in,
yep, in
the production in Motherhood. So
you know Becca?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah,
see,
Beck and
that's
I.
What, that's what I keep telling people. This is such a small, small, small little world.
Yeah,
itty bitty, teeny weeny.
Beck and I did a touring children's theater show for American Stage back in the days. News Rock 2000, my man.
She's phenomenal. I wish you could see her. I saw them over there doing their thing, and it had 3 people that I knew in the show, so I was like, it was old home week for me. So. I've always marveled at Becca's voice anyway, but my
right.
God, the way it's a fun little show.
Well,
and
yeah.
And then let's see, also Nikki Savitt, who is playing the mother, who has mutual friends of mine from the old dinner theater circuit days. We keep going. I was like, oh my God. it's like every day we're finding out somebody else that we know mutually, and it's been fun. She's so, I complimented her the other night. She's so grown into the role. She was, I think, a little intimidated early, and she's just grown leaps and bounds into the role since we've opened. And the final piece is Richard Coppinger, who was our Richard last year in The Seafarer, mm-hmm. who won the Best of the Bay Award for his work as Richard in that show. He's old Boston guy, just a grizzled old theater vet, man. Fun. And it's taken to the role of the telephone man, like a duck to water. It's like I'm working. It's like, and of course he also does the announcements for the beginning of the show. We get to make fun of him because he tends to say barefoot in the pack.
Ah.
he shakes his head like, I didn't want to do those. I didn't want to do the pre-show announcement.
All right, cool.
The last news on the front down here, at least, is they had a set of awards here, first annual Jeff Norton Awards, named for a actor, local actor, teacher, director, fight choreographer here in town that was unfortunately murdered last summer while we were doing Seafarer. And in order to honor him, they set up awards in his name.
Mm-hmm.
And
Nice. Congratulations.
So that's the final piece of the puzzle down here.
So we're talking to an award-winning...
Yeah, and nothing in Nashville. It was actually from here. It was actually a whole different city. I'm like, cool.
That's right. That's right. The best actor in Nashville. So you're a multiple municipality winner.
Traveling all over to get these things.
they're just handing them out to you.
If it only amounted to work.
Yeah. Well, I feel you there. I guess because you're kind of I'm not an equity member, and you're kind of my equity go-to guy. How what is the state of the union in general from a union member's perspective with this
time? They're starting to do some interesting transitions. Of course, right now the big thing right now is they're working on the production contract, and that's the big daddy. That's the thing that's probably going to take everybody's mind and thoughts and time and effort for the next couple of months or so. Once production contract is done, then they'll, probably get back to, recognizing that there's other theaters in the world besides Broadway. But as I said, right now we've got a new president elected this year, and then we've also got a new executive director who, ironically enough, actually negotiated for producers, was a negotiator for producers before she became Equity's executive director, which I was like, oh, well, that's interesting.
Wow.
As I think you may have known, last year they terminated the position of Doug Trulson as Southeastern Traveling Business Rep.
Mm-hmm.
He's moved up. The lady that was handling all the Equity business for Disney down here in Orlando, she retired, and they moved Doug up into that position and basically said, well, we're not going to have that position right now, but, Doug might assume, that responsibility later on as well. It's like, oh, yeah, two jobs at the price of one.
Okay. Yeah.
But for right now, he's still dealing solely with the Disney stuff. And so I was a little concerned. Apparently not nearly as many people in Nashville were as down in Atlanta, South Florida, and Central Florida. There was a lot of furor raised over losing someone like Doug, because, Doug was really good to the region, really knew the region well, mm-hmm. took the time to learn, not only the actors in the region, but, the producers in the region, which is even more important.
Right.
And kind of had a bead on their concerns and their problems and just what they were facing from time to time. So I thought losing him was a little more of a big deal than our committee did in Nashville, our liaison committee. But apparently, Doug usually was the one that always came to the meetings in February, mm-hmm. which was always good. At least we had somebody that we recognized. This time, the actual Eastern Council representative, Rick Berg, came in, which I was like, oh, well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, and I'll probably be the one that will be doing these meetings from now on. And I looked at him. I looked at him square in the eye and said, I'm going to hold you to that. Because I was still, still trying to advocating, if not for Doug, at least for somebody like Doug.
Right, that position.
Come back into a position. Because, it just helps, because I think New York tends to get caught up in what's happening in and around the close proximity of New York.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, that's just my feeling. That's just the way I personally feel.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be the real perception. It may be far from the truth. But that my personal perception is they deal with New York. They deal with what's there. And the rest of us are kind of like, we're kind of like appendixes,
Mm-hmm.
If they lose, the appendix, not so much of a problem, as long as we got the rest of the guts going.
Right.
And again, that's just my little cynical take. And so when Rick was saying, yeah, we decided, pretty much budgetary and just the fact that we don't think we need it, I'm like, okay, I'm holding you to learning about this. I'm holding you to learning about the area. I'm holding you to being concerned, not only with the theaters up there, but with the theaters down here, Nashville and below.
Right.
Because there was South Florida sent a very tersely worded statement to Equity about the losing of Doug's position. They were very upset by it. And as far as everything else goes, equity's fairly healthy. Equity's is kind of keeping its nose out of some of the latest union going on in places like Wisconsin and Ohio and places like that, which I'm kind of a little surprised at.
Mm-hmm.
But not really. Equity's tending to shy away from politics right now. At least that was what we were told in our last liaison meeting, that we're kind of pulling back from that, kind of observing. We'll throw our weight in when we need to,
right?
But other than it, it's always the thing of if it's not doesn't come directly from their offices, we don't usually say anything.
Mm.
So it's like, okay, we'll abide by that.
Okay.
Anything else you need?
Well, we've kind of covered the gamut here, but what's going to be next for you? That dreaded, awful question.
Going to do a set of roles. I don't know exactly the track I'm going to be doing, but doing some things for Studio 10 for Christmas Carol.
Uh-huh.
At least when I auditioned, I was reading, I know it was Matt Carlson's set of roles. Matt's going to be heading off to Chicago to do Doyle and Debbie. So, can't come back,
right?
And so they were looking for people, and they hired me on. I'm very pleased. That got Christmas covered. I'm hoping upon hope to be in Caesar for the Shakes Fest,
mm-hmm.
which is their winter show. Mm-hmm. They'll be auditioning for that by the time I get back, which is very nice. And then the big fun news is going to be doing Arthur in Superior Donuts, the new Tracy Letts play.
Nice.
At Tennessee Rep. I couldn't be more excited or more scared out of my boots.
Well, you'll be fine, man.
Your lips to God's ear, my friend. I'm still upset with T. I was supposed to be, heading out like right now to do was going to do Romeo and Juliet with them up in Missouri.
Yeah.
And get to touch base again with my very first drama teacher at college, Don Lilly, who he works with up there.
Right.
And because of budget, it's happened to me twice this year. David Grapes in Northern Colorado and he and Don are, because of budgetary concerns, I wasn't able to go because they're like, we don't think we can afford your contract. It's like, oh man. But
hey.
I'm getting used to that. It's going to be. It's the things that we're going to have to get used to in this economy, things tightening up and things being where people have to do what they have to do first.
Right.
And
right.
Then if they can add some, some bells and whistles later, that's what they're going to do. And I was disappointed because I think it was going to be, he was talking about the Friar Lawrence.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a sweet role. Role in that. Unless you're 16.
Yeah.
That's a sweet role. Cool, man. So give me the dates again for Barefoot in the Park down at American Stage, if you can remember.
We are running Wednesday through Sundays down here until September 25th. Now until the 25th of September. Evening shows 7:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays. 8:00 on Fridays and Saturday nights, and with 3:00 matinees on Saturday and Sunday.
Wow. Well, all right, man.
I'm
thank you so
jargon.
Much.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
All right.
Hope you're doing well.
Nope.
What you got? I know you've got. You were looking at auditioning for Nettie, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get in on that. The Marat Stott thing. That sounds pretty exciting.
I love that show. I just,
yeah.
Good luck, because if you get in, you'll have a ball. It's just such a wicked show.
Yeah. I did that in undergrad, so I'm very familiar with the show. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. The Shakespeare thing, maybe, hopefully, getting something going there. And otherwise, I'm just living the dream.
Yeah, and ain't we all? Ain't we all?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey actors, want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah, use your name as your domain name. Check out DreamHost, it's easy to set up, and because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive two domain names with your web hosting package purchased from DreamHost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Well, that's it. I'd like to thank Brian Webb Russell for stopping by and chatting me up about American Stage and their production of Barefoot in the Park, chatting me up about Equity News, and kudos for the award. Let's not forget that Brian is a multiple municipality award winner for theater, so kudos to him. Good job, well done. Next week, I'm talking to Evans Donnell, who is a local Nashville writer and theater critic and political kingpin. He's starting off a new adventure, so I can't wait to talk to him about that. You know what? I'm going to grab the rest of the hot dogs and head out to the grill and enjoy the rest of this Labor Day as I sit on my lawn chair and enjoy the parades. So, hey, I'll see you. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.